At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Jacob Postgame Show. The Philadelphia Eagles finished the preseason 2-1, and I'll cut right to the chase. That was some of the ugliest football I've ever watched. I apologize for being late on the postgame show. All right, welcome to Xander time. But I was waking up from watching that game. It was putrid all throughout, and I'm having a hard time backing up my boy, Kyle McCord. But, you know, it's just a preseason game. I thought about doing the postgame show tonight as a preview and a preparation for the Dallas Cowboys game 13 days from today. Okay? I thought about doing a show to preview the Cowboys game because I almost just wanted to shut the page on this and never even talk about it or think about it again. It was an awful game. We know why the preseason has the reputation that it has. The tackling was terrible. The defense, I don't even know if they were on the field for the fourth quarter. It was tragic all throughout. But there's a couple players that we can talk about, obviously, that made some plays out there. How about that Perry Nickerson interception? Give a little shout out to Perry Nickerson. I joked on Twitter. I mean, you can't even joke in the world anymore, everybody. I joked on Twitter. Can we put Perry Nickerson in the slot and kick DeJean to the outside? That's what I joked on Twitter. And people are like, you can't do that. I'm like, my guy, I'm just kidding. It's just a joke. It's just a preseason game. But I think Perry Nickerson's actually a nice player. He's 30 years old. He's been around for a little bit. Actually, he went to Tulane, played his college ball at Tulane. So, yeah, Texas Tech. I actually like that name for him. Preseason Perry. Classic. So, APR, sack and fumble. Yep, APR had a good game tonight, or at least he made a couple splash plays. Joseph Smith, I think he's a valuable takeaway from the night tonight. Martin says, Bennett, CB2, he was not giving up open catches. Everything had to be placed perfect to be able to catch. I don't know. Bennett doesn't really get the job done. He's right there, but he doesn't really seem to break up any passes or anything. You know, I don't know. Lewis Cine, there was a sighting for Lewis Cine. Okay. All right. So Lewis Cine. Daz, what were your takeaways, brother? Let me know in the chat below. I don't know. I don't have any takeaways, guys. It was one of those nights. It was a boring game. There wasn't a whole lot to look for. Kyle McCord was really bad. The offensive line was terrible, though. The offensive line was awful. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if the depth on this offensive line is worse than we thought. I don't know if I'm putting any stock in the preseason is too much stock. You know, maybe just walk away from it. Don't even think about it ever again altogether. But that once we got to the second half and the third team offensive line was on the, they were horrendous. They were awful. McCord was terrible, Reyes. He's got no mobility. He was late on throw. I thought he was way late on throws. Okay. So I don't know. Cheapskate says, Jacob Sports, I love it when the announcer says, no way Sirianni will call the cover zero in preseason. Then the very next play was cover zero. Well, I think that's the only time they would call cover zero. It's actually the inverse of what the announcer said. Yeah, HKP, it was real hard to watch. My niece is here, so I was hanging with her a little bit. That was a bad game. Now I'm screaming in the house and probably keeping my awesome niece up, but that's all right. McCord failed us, Big Z. HKP, he did. But the backup offensive linemen were, I think, worse. I don't know who was worse, the backup offensive line or Kyle McCord. Both of them were pretty damn bad. Let's pull up the box score, though, and look at it together. And we'll kind of run through maybe whatever takeaways we did have, if any at all. But, hey, at least they finished the preseason 2-1. A 19-17 win tonight for the Philadelphia Eagles. Kyle McCord, guys, was 15 of 35 for 136 yards and an interception. Brutal. All right. Montrell Johnson, he was Montrell Johnson had 15 carries for 57 yards. Terrace Marshall had 5 catches. That's actually pretty interesting. I think Darius Cooper had only 1 catch. He had that catch early in the game. He had 3 targets tonight. Not very good. Weapon X says 15 of 35. Not very good. Not very good for Kyle McCord tonight, unfortunately. All right. Tyler Kilgore says, check the pregame show. I said 17-17. Yeah. I agree. Kilgore, pretty good. Pretty good by you. I'll pull up the box score for everybody. I mean, for those who are expecting a banger of a postgame show, I don't have it for you tonight. All right, this is the box score. Let's look at it. McCord over here, 15 of 35, 136, 1 interception, took 2 sacks for 16 yards. Felt like it was more sacks than that with a 42 rating. By the way, what do you make of it? Do you think they were – is DTR just done, I guess? He was, right? I mean, they didn't put him in the game. I guess you got to assume DTR was done. Let me pause that so I don't get hit. Montrell Johnson, 15 carries, 57 yards. Keelan Robinson, 9 carries, 23 yards. And Kyle McCord, 3 carries for 3 yards. Shenderick Powell, can't leave him out. 1 carry, minus 4 yards. He got swallowed up on that play, though. I can't really blame him. The offensive line did nothing for him. Here we go. Ready? Terrace Marshall, 5 receptions, 51 yards. Kylan Granson, 1 catch, 19 yards. That was actually a great catch by Kylan Granson. That was maybe one of the few plays of the night where McCord made the right read. They had a bunch of receivers going, you know, boom. They left Granson open in the flat, and he took it for 19 yards. John Metchie had 1 catch for 14 yards on 2 targets. The second target he unfortunately dropped, but I will say he does show flashes. You know, it kind of reminded me of what he looked like at Bama. I know that sounds crazy, but that's the last time I watched the player. I watched him at Bama. I remember watching him a lot because I watch every Bama game. So kind of reminded me on that play where he kind of, you know, nice out route, used his hands, went and made the catch. So they didn't play him much, but the other time he got a chance for the ball, you know, the other time he got a chance for the ball, he did drop it. So I don't know, you know, not great there. You don't want to see him dropping passes. Elijah Cooks had 2 catches for 14 yards. Ben Van Sumeren, 1 catch for 11 yards. Anais Smith had 2 catches for 10 yards. EJ Jenkins had 2 receptions for 9 yards. And Darius Cooper had a catch for 8 yards. So really a pretty ugly night. Mac McWilliams recovered a fumble. All right. I believe that was the fumble that was that the fumble that what's his name forced? APR forced? APR had a sack. I thought he had a fumble, didn't he? Thought he had a fumble forced. And then Patrick Johnson also had a sack. So that's it for the sacks. 2 sacks tonight. All right. 4 tackle for losses. Perry Nickerson with the interception and Lewis Seen with the interception. All right. So Lewis Seen with the interception. Jake Elliott, I think he's all right. Jake is the biggest positive of the night and Braden Mann. How about that? Jake Elliott, 4 for 4, 100%. Long of 53. I believe he had 2 over 50, if I'm not mistaken. The first one was over 50 as well. So Jake Elliott, let's put him in the winner column tonight. Braden Mann, 6 punts for 312 yards, an average of 52. 2 touchbacks, 2 inside the 20, and a long of 66. So I'll take that. I'll take that. All right. Jake might be back. I'm going to go ahead and say Jake is back, guys. I'm going to go ahead and say Jake is back. I don't know. They moved on from the long snapper after last year, and Jake had one of his worst years. And I don't know. I'm kind of thinking Jake is a bounce back year. I really do. Just Mike says Jake to make his back. Just Mike, I had to grill you before the show. Just Mike, don't come at me like that. Just Mike. He says Jake to make his back. What is up, by the way? What is up with Ross Tucker saying? Is Jake the make a name? I'm like, oh, yeah, Ross. I'm sure you've never seen that one before. It's like, did anybody buy that bullshit? And then the Eagles put out a tweet correcting him. I'm like, he knew that was a thing. I didn't buy that for a second from Ross Tucker. I didn't buy that for a second from Ross Tucker. You're not getting that by me. Come on, Ross. Be real. We'll call him Jake the make. Dude, they've been calling him Jake the make for like 10 years. What are we talking about here, Ross? So, Jake ain't shit. Let's see him make – Lamar, did you watch the game? He had 2 above 50 tonight. He was 2 for 2 over 50 yards. Come on, man. Come on, Lamar. Come on, Lamar. John Secunda checks in. Ross is supposed to big up the Eagles, LOL, at least when he brought – yeah, but don't lie to me about Jake the Make. Secunda, you can glaze him, man. Lamar says, I was calling him Missy Elliott, Z-Man. Well, listen, he didn't have a good year last year, Lamar, but I think he's going to bounce back. We need him to bounce back, man. Leon says, Xander, let's sign Tommy DeVito as quarterback 3. Giants going to cut him. I actually like him as QB3. I think he'd be an upgrade, and I'm a prep guy. I think he'd be an upgrade. Kyle McCord doesn't look NFL ready, guys. He doesn't look NFL ready. I'm not trying. Look, I don't want to pick on the kid. He doesn't look. He's only 22. So, look, maybe stash him on the practice squad and let him see if he can develop for a year. But I don't think he's ready. Listen, anybody who came up with the thought process of trading Tanner McKee, I think we can all collectively say we were dumb and we should never think of that again. Because if that guy had a play in the regular season, I don't think we would be ready for it. Daz says he's a fifth-round rookie. Well, Daz, I'm not sure if you're aware, but a couple of weeks ago in the preseason, we floated out trading Tanner McKee because of how much we could potentially get for him. All right? Kyle is not it, Daz. Kyle is not it. Kyle is not it. Joe-ho! Hey, Joe-ho! He says, after watching this game, we need a cornerback 2, a quarterback 3, etc. What is etc.? What do you mean by etc., my friend? Yeah, the fit. I don't know how many of those guys are making the roster, guys. I wouldn't be surprised if we get breaking news tonight that the Eagles have cut 13 people, maybe 22 people. I don't know. Cornerback 2, I agree with. It's going to be a Dory. I don't think Kerkorian did anywhere close to enough to win that job out of Dory's hands. A Dory is the guy who didn't dress tonight. So it's going to be a Dory. All right. It's going to be a Dory. Alex Sherrill says, never wanted to trade Tanner, not me. Well, that's good, brother. Lamar says, hey, what did I tell you about Kyle? He's ass. Unfortunately, Lamar, you were right. I never want a player to be ass. You know, I like players to succeed. Cheapskate says, round doesn't matter. Brady was 6th round. That's true, Cheapskate. It shouldn't matter as much as you think, but some guys do need more time to develop. It's just the nature of the beast. Tanner was a 6th. Yeah, Tanner was a 6th rounder, man. All right. Pumper says, you work on the weekend. What a peasant. Pumper, I work every day of my life, dude. I really do. I work every single day, and I love it. I have no problem with it. Sometimes if I'm not working, I feel bored. I feel off. I feel like I'm not. I don't know. I come outside and, like, yeah, clean up. You do some things. You get your hands wet. You do some, you know, maybe do some hobbies. And then you're like, all right. All right. Lamar said, I saw your bullshit tweet tonight. So I tweeted out, Lamar, put him in the column of people who don't know how, who have no idea how to take a joke. Come on, Lamar, wake up. I tweeted out tonight, can we put Perry Nickerson at the slot and kick DeJean to the outside? Lamar must have not been able to take a joke. Come on, Lamar. I was just messing. I had one dude who, like, literally gave me a reply. It was like, well, this is why we can't do that. And I'm like, dude, I was kidding. Xander, what do you think about Mac McWilliams? I actually like him. I mean, he's a fifth-round player who I think has showed a little bit more. He got beat a couple times tonight, but you're going to get beat. I mean, that's the NFL. So I don't dislike him, Ben. We have a better shot getting Danny DeVito over Shador. I don't know. I love Shador, Leon. I actually like him, but do you see the video of him at the preseason game for them tonight? I don't know if that was tonight or another night, but, dude, that kid's a star. That kid is a big star. That kid is a big star. Wonder who win a job tonight. I don't really think anybody. I really don't. Like, I don't think any of the fringe players that we talked about coming into the game really did anything. I thought the backup offensive lineman looked awful. Every last one of them. Every last one of them. Trevor Keegan is terrible. Trevor Keegan is an abomination. That guy can't block a traffic code. unfortunately. This preseason was ugly. Leon, it actually wasn't. Preseason game number one was electric. Remember how fun the postgame show was, Leon, after preseason game number one? We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. That was epic. Tanner McKee was slicing and dicing. Johnny Wilson had like 80 yards. Preseason game number one, that was Darius Cooper's coming out party. That was like a fun game. That was a fun game. This game was a snooze fest. I'm still waking up. Sig Lord says Darius Cooper just disappeared. He did, but dude.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Do you blame him? Is it him or is it the shitty O-line and the quarterback tonight? Mahil says, what'd you think of Tooth? Not very good. Brett Toth is horrible. I agree with Lamar, who says Toth was horrible. Bando says, what did you think of Patrick Johnson? Has to make the roster. I don't think he has to. They cut member Bando. They moved on from him last year. I'm in the middle of putting, you guys got to listen to this, all right? I'm in the middle of putting out like four different personal fires tonight. I'm in the middle of watching this brutal preseason game. And then I walk outside, all right? And guess what there is? There was a skunk outside. I'm like, oh, okay, now I got to deal with the skunk outside. So I've had a whirlwind of a night amongst this awful preseason game. The preseason game at the least was the most boring part of my night, all right? It was the most boring part of my night. Ethan says, great practice for Jake today. Oh, and you told me to put on a shirt. I put on a Hurts jersey. Nice, Ethan. Looks good, brother. Bando says, I agree. Patrick is a fringe player, but the consistency of making plays when he gets hot has to turn heads. Bando, I actually think no, it didn't spray, guys. And Keese, you don't really deal with a skunk. Right? I didn't really deal with it. I just kind of monitored it, all right? I kind of stood guard so my sister could move behind me, all right, and get what she needed to while the skunk couldn't attack. And then I removed myself from the premises. Yeah, you don't really do much with them. You ignore them is exactly what you do. But they're weird. They're a weird animal. They, like, don't care. They're, like, very unfazed because I think they know they can just turn around and spray you and you're cooked. You're cooked. So, yeah. So I told you guys, I'm down in Cape May. This house was rented for like 6 or 7 weeks, I think. The renters left so much trash, and that's why. It was ridiculous. I don't know who do you guys do that when you rent a home or rent a place or go to a hotel or somewhere? You leave and you leave it disgusting and trash. I mean, I just don't get people like that. I don't get people like that. Don't you have any regard for life and things and care and taking care of things and treating things with respect and dignity? I don't get that. So that's where that came from. All right. Kevin says the skunk's name was Keely Ringo. Yeah, no good. No good, Kevin. Kevin, I will name he's been here the last couple nights, so I will name him Keely Ringo. Unfortunately for Keely. DS, I saw this, dude. He says the prep lost a 28-0 lead with 4 minutes left in the third and lost 31-28 on national TV. DS, that was better football tonight than the Eagles were. All right. Afraid of, you should never do that. Treat things with respect. It'll come back to you in life. Leon says, I don't want to get ahead of myself because tonight was a snooze fest. Thoughts on going after I don't want Anthony Richardson. Leon, why do you want Anthony Richardson? Well, like, what do you think he is going to add to the Philadelphia Eagles that you can't get in a fifth-round draft pick next year? I don't want that. That's a headache. That kid seems – he doesn't seem like he's built for the NFL. By the way, he doesn't really have a whole lot of experience. I think he played like 11 college games before he got drafted. He was really drafted way too high. They did the player dirty. They put him in a bad situation. He hasn't handled it well. The whole thing spiraled. It's just no good. No good at all. Do you know why Howie wants to keep an eye? Because he does the returns. Did he do all the returns tonight? Let me look at that. Did that come up on the box score? Who did the returns? Yeah, it was punt returns. He got two of them. Is that it? Only two punt returns tonight? I guess Anais got both of them. So Leon says, true. I just thought the quarterback factory quote from Howie, and he has a similar build to Jalen. Yeah, but Leon, let me walk you through something. Look at since Jalen's been our starting quarterback for 4 years, we've had how many different backups now? We had Gardner Minshew. Was he 2 years? He was 2 years, right? Jalen's first 2 years. Gardner Minshew, different style than Hurts. Kenny Pickett last year, different style than Hurts. Tanner McKee, different style than Hurts. Hurts is a tough style to emulate. So if you don't have the player, it's almost easier to rely on a different type of quarterback that you can rely on the talent around you a little bit more. I think that's what they go for. Yeah, that's right. Sudfeld's the other guy. I didn't think they had Sudfeld. I thought they got rid of him after 20. Didn't they get rid of him at the end of the year when Jalen was supposed to play? Is that what happened in that season? Am I remembering that correctly? Isn't that when we played Sudfeld? Jalen was supposed to play that game, the four-win season, and we played Sudfeld to lose to the Giants or something like that? I thought something like that happened with Sudfeld, and then I thought he never came back. I never thought he was Jalen's backup. Yeah, I thought I remember that correctly, Michael Naylor. Thank you for being here, brother. Mahil says, Hurts' X factor is that he's a great student. I think that's a great – Mahil, I actually think that's a great trait in life, all right, to be able to be a student and to be teachable and to learn things and to, you know, always keep your mind open. I think that's a great trait of it for anything, anybody in life. I do. Mark says, up 19-3 and ends up 19-17. I mean, this defense team sucks without our star players. Hope none of them get hurt or we're in a doomsday situation. Mark, it's the whole NFL, dude. I wouldn't worry about it too much. Seriously. It's the whole NFL, Mark. You put the amount of starters that they did on the bench tonight. I mean, Adoree Jackson was on the bench. Jahad Campbell was on the bench. Everybody was on the bench tonight. It's not going to be pretty football. The difference between the third stringers to the first stringers in the NFL world, it's insane. It's almost not believable. Like, you would almost say there's no way the third string, who are still NFL players, who still are the 1% of the 1% of the 1% of football players who have played their entire life, they're still that impressive that they made it to the NFL, and they're still that far off the first stringers. It's a completely different brand of football. It's really unwatchable, all right? It's almost unwatchable. It's really crazy. And I don't say that. I really am not trying to disrespect them. It's just, you know, we've become so accustomed to getting good, you know, getting the starters that when you see that, you're like, holy moly, man. Steve Ike says, you all are hardcore. I couldn't make it past the first quarter. Yeah, Steve, I was in and out. Ethan says, we getting J-Mac tonight? Yes, sir, Ethan. J-Mac will be with us shortly. In fact, I'm trying to kill as much time as possible until I get to Johnny Mac. I won't lie to you, Ethan. That game was, there's nothing. All right, what do you want me to do? Rip Kyle McCord some more? Rip the backup offensive line? I got to give Kyle McCord some slack because he's a prep brother. I don't want to crap on a prep brother. One sec. Dia said, Sudfeld played and lost. I think that was the final straw for Howie and Doug. Well, I don't know who did that. I don't know who told them to do that. Bandit says, Xander, appreciate the dedication you have for us dedicated Birds fans. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. I appreciate you as well. He said, who's your top five favorite Eagles players of all time? That's a loaded question for a preseason postgame show, Bando. I'd have to think about that one. Off the top of my head, though, I think Jalen's already catapulted himself into that conversation. Two Super Bowl appearances, one Super Bowl win. All-pro team, second in the MVP voting. I think he's one of the most accomplished Eagles quarterbacks already in 4 years, which if you think about that, it's just insane. Easily, Brandon Graham is in my top five. Love that. Love him as a person and as a player. If you meet him off the air, I've done some production things with him behind the scenes. And, you know, sometimes you meet people that have big personas or that are stars or whatever, however you want to quantify them. I view them as all, they're people. I'm not starstruck. You're a human being just like me. You shit like I shit, you bleed like I bleed. But Brandon Graham is a true awesome person. He really is. So I love Brandon Graham. Probably B Dawk. I mean, when you're a kid, I think B Dawk is the guy you look to. He got you all fired up. It's a jersey you want. Believe it or not, I was a big Michael Vick fan when we brought him back. I know it's a crazy story, you know, because of everything that happened. I don't need to run through all that, but I was a big Michael Vick fan when he wore Eagles green. Wasn't the biggest McNabb fan when I was younger. I'm keeping this to the last 25 years because I can't really name players before that. I mean, that's not even fair. I didn't watch them play in real time. So, I don't know. I guess Foles is an honorable mention. I mean, he did what he did to win the first ring for Eagles in franchise history. I think that's always going to be a good name. Shady's a great one. Brian Westbrook's another great one. All right. Deshae says, I never liked Big McFlab. Shady's a great one. Shady, you could probably put up there. Could you put Saquon up there? No, right? 1 year? You could probably can't put Saquon up there. Nah, that's not enough time. Wayne says, my top five, Carmichael, Berge, Kelsey, Hurts, and Foles. Look at that. That's a good top five. Bill Berge, Jason Kelsey. Wayne, I can't put Jason on mine. I'm sorry. He's not going to be on mine. I respect what he did, though, for sure. All right. Yeah, Vic and that black visor, no doubt. McNabb shade is unbelievable. Well, Keese, I wasn't the biggest fan, but I'm not a McNabb shader. I don't shit on McNabb much. I mean, Keese, the easiest thing to say about McNabb, and believe me, I know he had his problems, and he didn't do everything right either. But, Keese, just imagine if McNabb had Howie in his prime. Imagine if McNabb had Howie in his prime. That's all right. Tough to envision. Now, maybe people would say McNabb would have blown it up because his ego was too big. Maybe. All right. Rico says, I think I do too. And I really don't want that to cloud my thoughts on him because he is a historic Eagle. All right. LJ says Ertz won us that Super Bowl as much as Foles. Now, I don't know if I could go that far, LJ, but I do think Ertz is a legendary Eagle. All right. I do think Ertz is a pretty legendary. You know, the one thing that really rubbed me wrong about Ertz was I just hated to see him leave, but I get it. It's business. Wayne says, I give Kelsey the nod for his tenure, athleticism, leadership, and yes, the holy grail of Super Bowl speeches. That's true, Wayne. I can't take that from your brother. All right. Dude, Naylor, because I was so young, the worm burners are like maybe my most clear memory of McNabb, which is pretty sad. And the Super Bowl to the Patriots, unfortunately. I remember that. I'll never forget that. I was a youngster. I was at my aunt's house for that game. I remember that game. Yeah, the worm burners easily stick in your memory. Xander, I think McNabb never got – well, that's kind of what I meant, Sean, when I said imagine him with Howie in his prime. You know, McNabb probably would have been really successful. How about Lane? Lane's a great one, Keese. I think Lane is an honorable mention on anybody's list, honestly. Philadelphia says, do people realize Jalen Hurts has a strong potential to go down as our best quarterback in Eagles history? Killa, anybody that doesn't mention that is not living in reality. And, dude, look at what he's done in 4 years, Killa. What Jalen's done in 4 years, McNabb didn't do in a career, brother. 4 years. Jalen's been to two Super Bowls. He's been a second team All-Pro. He finished second in the MVP voting. He's led us to a 75% win percentage or whatever it is in his tenure. And dude, let's be real. We're the talk of the NFL. Everybody talks about the Philadelphia Eagles now. Everybody. It wasn't always like that. Everybody talks about the Philadelphia Eagles. Everybody. That all happened under Jalen. Now, I know Howie's done good. Lurie deserves credit. Nick deserves credit. I get it. Everybody deserves credit. It's a collective thing. It's a game. It's a football. It's football. It's the ultimate team sport. But I think most of it should fall on Jalen, in my opinion, in a good way. All right. Give me three players that stood out tonight in the chat. All right. I don't want to go on Eagles history anymore. Give me three players that stood out tonight. Yes, I'm going to force you to do it. Three players who stood out tonight. Give me Perry Nickerson. All right. Perry Nickerson. Perry Nickerson. Anybody else stick out? I guess Terrace Marshall had five catches tonight. Max and Hook, all right. LJ Messi, but he only had one catch. Yeah, he had that drop, LJ. That was unfortunate. You see the drop, though, LJ? I wanted him to catch that. Come on, man. McCord, put that right in your hands. Marshall, I had him, Michael. Lewisine, all right, because he got the interception. Lewisine, I can buy that. Montrell Johnson, I think you're saying, Eli. Okay. Steve Ike says Nickerson is elite. Steve Ike, I know people are going to joke about that, you know, because I tweeted about it. People already went off the deep end with my tweet. I'm like, all right, relax, guys. I'm kidding. But that was a really sick interception. Like, I was like, oh, nice. Like, that was a really good interception. Really impressive athletic play by him. Pretty awesome. I'll take a couple more comments. We're going to get Johnny Mack up soon. Hopefully that is soon. Here he comes. He just texted me. Coming up. All right, everybody. We're going to get through it. We're going to get through it. We'll see what Johnny – what are Johnny Mack's first thoughts going to be? Going to be, woo! Holy moly. Yeah, that Nickerson pick was awesome. It really was. It was great. Bando says, what'd you think of Ja'Quarian Bennett? I thought he looked a lot like a Dory with his soft coverage. Maybe it's a Fangio thing. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's always seems to be right there, but he doesn't always, he doesn't make the plays. You know, he doesn't make the plays. So we'll see. Thought I froze. Now I'm just texting back Johnny Mack. Texting back Johnny Mack. All right. We'll see. He's going to say, what a shitstorm that was. That might be a little bit too much emotion for John. I don't know if John's going to have that much emotion tonight. Johnny Mack gives it to us straight. Yeah, I love him too, Steve Ike. I appreciate people who don't bullshit me. I hate bullshitters. I hate bullshitters. And yeah, I say that. I strongly hate bullshitters. Don't bullshit. All right, here we go. Speaking of the devil, he's in here. Johnny Mack, I'm bringing you right up. Let's get this show on the road, J-Man. Let's get this thing done and dusted. Johnny Mack, welcome to the Jacob Postgame Show. The Philadelphia Eagles win 19-17. What do you think, Johnny Mack, of that preseason finale for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, I was enamored by Antoine Powell Ryland. So showing up at the last possible opportunity, I mean, he looked like a monster. Granted, you know, he was playing against a tackle who used to be a guard. But, I mean, you just saw, like, I haven't seen that kind of pass rush all during the summer anywhere. Again, third-team reps, you got to put all the context on it. But that's what we kind of hoped when we saw the production in college at Virginia Tech, and just the ability to finish. And you saw the strip sack. He was known for that at Virginia Tech. It just looked like a different animal on the edge from what the Eagles have been showing all summer. But, you know, it's probably too little, too late.
That's what I was about to ask. Do you think it's too late? I mean, he is a draft pick, so he's going to get a little bit extra curve, John, on the grading.
Well, plus everybody's going to see that. So I just saw Howie down in the locker room. You know, I wish we got a chance to talk to him, but obviously he's not going to talk to us at this point. But yeah, it's interesting to see how he'll think about that because, man, that looked good. And
wow, you know, I'm actually surprised to hear. I mean, I thought it looked good, but. You know, you only see what you see on TV. You can't really make of it at large, you know, when you make a sack like that or make a couple plays like he did. You seem pretty impressed by what he did. I'm a little surprised.
Yeah, they had to bring tight ends over. They knew what was happening, the Jets, and they were coming back, and they were trying to win the game. And they should, but, I mean, he was wrecking it at the end. That was the issue for the Jets. And – you know, I don't want to overstate it from the standpoint of, again, who's out there. But after what we've seen at edge rusher for the Eagles this summer, to even see somebody do that with third team reps is pretty impressive.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Good stuff, Johnny Mac. John, any other players stick out to you? I think that's a positive for APR. We'll see if he sneaks in on the roster. It's going to be interesting to see. I don't know what that would complicate. And I guess, would it be, real quick before we move on, would it be between him and Patrick Johnson? Or what do you think about that back end?
Patrick played well.
Patrick played well too.
I think it's too little, too late. I think it's more of the practice squad. My main concern with APR is losing him on waivers, but you know, sometimes there's not much you can do, but the larger volume of work throughout the summer is just not there, I don't think, for him to make a run at the roster. But you know, that's what you want for guys who are on the back end of things. You want them to at least make your decision a little bit more difficult and at least make you think a little bit, and I think he was able to do that. And we'll see.
No, are we grading him too harshly in the beginning of the preseason and the beginning of the training camp?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, he didn't even graduate to get second team reps in training camp. So, you know, so from that standpoint, obviously he was not doing the things that he needed to get to that level. You look at somebody like Darius Cooper, who was, and you see him get elevated to second team and then even first team reps at times. Well, when the injuries took over. So you didn't see that kind of thing from Powell Ryland along the way. But then at the very end, you're like, all right, where was this? Where was this? It's frustrating in a lot of ways.
You think he makes the team or no? What's your gut? No?
No, no, no. No. Can't make the team on one quarter in the fourth quarter of the preseason game. But and it was more than that, because he had two rushes early. Then he had like five or six pass rushes in this game that were just like the best of the summer for the Eagles. Now again, it's against third team guys, sometimes fourth team guys. So, but you didn't see that from anybody else.
So if they keep five edges, who's the fifth? Oboe, Patrick, APR.
Well, it's not going to be APR, so I don't want to overstate it. But again,
John.
Well, you can't just grade off one, you know, preseason game. That's,
well, we were joking, John, before you got here, because I was doing a post-game show, and I'm like, all right, guys, I'm out of shit to talk about. That game was brutal. I can't wait to hear what John's initial reaction to that shit show was. And I thought it was going to be pretty like, yeah, that was a brutal game. And you came in hot on APR. So I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, APR is making moves out here, baby.
Well, he did a great job tonight. He really did. So, you know, but it's – he didn't do anything the rest of the summer. So it's hard to just say, all right, he's figured it out. It would have been nice to see him have this kind of performance against Cleveland, maybe, and then they would have said, all right, let's take a look at him with the second team. Let's take it, but they didn't get that opportunity. So
who do you think will be the fifth?
Yeah, you know, Patrick Johnson probably deserves it, who played well again today. You know, Mr. August. You know, I'm not even sure if Aziz Ojulari should make this team, but he will. Still some of the issues. I hope they get to work with Antoine Powell-Ryland. I think they will on the practice squad, but we'll have to see how it shakes out.
Yeah, we'll see. John, what'd you think of the offense tonight? Kyle McCord, offensive line. None of them look good, John. Where'd you diagnose the problem?
Typical Eagles. I think they look good running the ball. A lot of inside zone early with Montrell Johnson. There were some nice runs. Throwing the football. Bunch of drops. So, I mean, Kyle wasn't accurate. I don't want to say he played well. I was surprised. I just asked Nick why he played the whole game and no DTR. But, 15 and 35, 136. And, you know, seeing Tanner McKee today, it doesn't look like he's going to be ready for week one. So, all of a sudden, you know, you got to really you got to really hope Jalen Hurts stays healthy.
Why do you say that about Tanner? What'd you see? What'd you see from Tanner today?
Well, he was not using his right hand at all. He had it in a pocket and sort of was not using it at all with that finger injury. So, and just saw him downstairs, same thing, as he was carrying his luggage to the bus, not using his right hand at all. And we asked Nick about that after the game, if he'll be ready for week one. Of course, he deflected, but a little bit of concern there.
Man, and they really put the emphasis on that non-surgical. Must be pretty bad non-surgical injury.
Yeah, well, it's probably broken, but it doesn't need, you know.
Right.
Non-surgical, and it's on his throwing hand, so that complicates
and
it.
When did this happen? When did the Tanner McKee injury happen? Was it the beginning of this week?
I'd have to look at the timing. I don't have it in front of me, but it wasn't obvious in a game or practice, and all of a sudden he just showed up on an injury report. So, you know, it could have happened in practice, could have happened in walkthrough, you know. If you're just catching a football, people have caught a football, you dislocate your finger. If somebody's throwing, you know, heat, could have been anything. But until we get to Tanner, we're probably not going to get much clarity on that. Other than, you know, the injury reports will start to come out the week of the game, and you'll get a status. But other than that, until we get to talk to Tanner, can't tell you.
We'll see what ends up happening with that. Could be Kyle McCord as the backup in week one. John, that depth on that offensive line is not good, brother. At least it doesn't look like it to me. Those guys don't hold up. I don't know. Is the depth on this offensive line not as we thought? I mean, I remember early in training camp, John, you said to me, they almost have too many NFL-capable offensive linemen. And maybe that still stands true, but I don't know. Ugly performance from them tonight. What'd you see?
Yeah, I'm not as and just first watch where it's I got to rewatch the game, unfortunately. But I don't think it was terrible. I'm comparing to the rest of the NFL. So I mean, think about the New York Jets, and they can't block Antoine Powell Ryland. So think about how they feel. Understand nobody's playing, number one. Matt Pryor's not even playing. And then if you look at Drew Kendall, he came out of the game early. So, you know, he's one of their top backups. And then you're down to the Brett Toast of the world, the Trevor Keegans, the Miles Hintons, the Cameron Williams. And, you know, that's pretty deep. To me, the eight game day actives are going to be the five starters. Hopefully Landon's ready, but if he's not, you know, and then the three backups are going to be Matt Pryor, Drew Kendall, and Darian Kennard, most likely. So I think that's a pretty solid group for a game day. So I wouldn't be too concerned about that.
We'll see what ends up happening with that. Johnny Mack, any other key takeaways from the game tonight? How about that Perry Nickerson interception, John? I thought that was pretty impressive play.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Savvy guy, knows how to play, but he's going to get cut on Tuesday. You know, oldest defender. You know, it's one of those things where you're looking for more upside and, but, you know, the more important stuff in this game were, you know, I the guys who didn't play, the Matt Pryors, the Jihad Campbells, the Adoree Jacksons, the Sidney Browns, those guys, and the guys who did play. And I thought some of them played well. I thought it was notable that they had four punt returns because the Jets were so bad with in the first half offensively. They had four punt returns, and Nye Smith got them all. I thought that was a good sign for him. But then as a receiver, he dropped two balls, at least, that I caught. So there's some good, there's some bad with him. Darius Cooper, all the talk, I think, you know, at least he didn't drop any that I recall, but only had one reception and three targets. And he got locked down in a vice and double coverage. And for some reason, Kyle McCord threw it to him, deep shot, and that was intercepted. That wasn't his fault, but.
That was a terrible decision. Then,
yeah, it was a terrible decision by McCord. And then Avery Williams, he didn't, you know, because the Jets were so bad, you didn't get to see their kickoff return unit until they started doing some stuff in the second half. And then he got some kick returns, but he's not relevant as a receiver. So kind of murky. If anything, it's murkier than ever at that position. Other than I think Anais is going to make the team.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, Mechie had the first reception of the game, but then he dropped one.
Yeah, that was a bad drop too, man. Right in his hands.
Yeah. There were a lot of drops in this game. A lot of drops. Cooks had a drop. Branson, I think, had a drop.
What'd you make of Terrace Marshall tonight? I think he had like 5 catches for 50-something yards.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, I think he's, you know, after Mechie, so he's the 5th best receiver they have. But, you know, I talk about it all the time. I know nobody listens, but if you're the 5th receiver, you got to play special teams, and he doesn't play special teams. So maybe they get him back on the practice squad as a veteran. But, yeah, he's not going to make the roster.
We'll see what ends up happening with that. Johnny Mack, any other things stick out tonight? Not much, man. There's really not much to take away from this game. I'm happy you hit on APR. We hit on Perry Nickerson. How about a Lewis Seen sighting tonight, John?
Yeah, how about that, man? There were 2 guys who did nothing during the summer, made big plays tonight, and Antoine Powell-Ryland and Lewis Seen. And that was a great interception, diving interception. But, again, too little, too late. He's just buried. He's behind Max and Hook at safety. So, but he made a good play in a preseason game. So, you know, hopefully he gets a chance somewhere else, but it's not going to be here.
What did you think of Jacorian Bennett's game tonight, John?
He was fine. He you know, that to me is just about a learning curve. And he's a big part of this team's plans. Whether he can justify that or not is the bigger issue moving forward. But, you know, this is a necessary evil for him playing in this game, just to get more reps in this particular defense. And he did a decent job, I would say, on first look. And he'll be more relevant as we get into the season. I think ultimately he'll start pushing Adoree Jackson outside.
We'll see what ends up happening with it. Johnny Mack, great stuff. Any final thoughts on the game tonight, brother? Make sure you travel home safely back to the Philadelphia region tonight from MetLife Stadium. I know it's a shit show up there. Not many people at the game. A pretty big snooze fest.
I've never seen this place so empty. So that's a positive in getting out of here. But I one more thing is Byron Young. I should mention him. You know, he was a captain. I think I mentioned before, Vic keeps bringing him up unprompted. You know, obviously not a lot of guys were playing. So the captains were Brett Toth, who's a veteran, Ben Van Sumeren, Byron Young, and Tristan McCollum. Keep an eye on Byron Young. He might make this team.
I think that's interesting. And, John, one last comment. Thanks to my boy Mike in the chat bringing it up. Jake Elliott, I thought, was a big winner.
Oh, he's great.
Braden Manigan tonight was a winner. I mean, he had 6 punts for 50-something average. And Jake.
Yeah, Keylon Robinson was a loser. He lost. Braden Mann had a great punt that was going to put the Jets inside the 5, and Keylon Robinson had no idea where he was on the field, just walked into the end zone instead of downing it at the 1 or 2 yard line. And it was a perfect punt by Braden Mann. But Jake Elliott, yeah, I should have mentioned him. 4 for 4, 2 over 50. He had one field goal over 50 in the regular season last year.
Yeah.
Now, he was dealing with an injury, some bad snaps from Rick Lovato. But he looks back to himself, his pre-2024 form. So that's a big positive.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely a big positive for that with Jake Elliott out there. Johnny Mac, great stuff tonight, brother. Get home safely from MetLife Stadium up in North Jersey. All right, and we'll talk to you on a Monday edition of Birds 365. I got a feeling there might be some breaking news this weekend, but we will see what ends up happening. Johnny Mac, thank you, brother. Good job tonight. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, everybody.
All right, thanks, J-Mac. There's Johnny Mac. John McMullen joining us right here on the Jacob Postgame Show. Eagles get the win tonight, 19-17. Close out the preseason 2-1, and now we all sights shift, guys. I don't want to hear about this anymore. I'm going to talk about it at roster cuts, and I never want to talk about the preseason again. All right, my focus is on 13 days from tonight, when we'll be on this postgame show in exactly 13 days from now, talking about the Eagles beating the piss out of the Dallas Cowboys. Mark my words, that's what we'll be talking about. Exactly 13 days from tonight. To the minute. It'll be 11:47 and we'll be talking about it. All right, on a Thursday night. On a Thursday night, after the banner drops at Lincoln Financial Field. That's what I want to start to talk about. All right. No, I mean postgame, Lamar. Lamar, do the math, my guy. 24 hours exactly, 13 times. That leaves you at 11:47 p.m. on Thursday night. We'll be on the postgame, Lamar. Lamar, I know it's late. I know that game was a snoozy, Lamar. Lamar, stay with me, Lamar. Come on, big dog. Come on, big dog. What do you mean postgame? You mean the pregame? No, I mean the postgame. I mean the postgame. Chris says, Bennett was good, broke up a pass, 2 catches against him, we're lucky. I want to thank Mike in the chat because my brain was blanking. All right. And you helped me out with some key topics tonight for John. Completely forgot about Jake Elliott. Completely forgot about him. And I saw you say it in the chat. So I want to thank Mike tonight. Shout out to Mike in the chat. All right, I got to pull the, I always do this every week on the postgame show. I got to do a little production on the fly. You guys bear with me for just a couple of seconds here, and I will pull the, and then I'll get to our super chats. I know we got a couple super chats as well. I'll read them. All right, but I got to pull the Johnny Mac interview. Everybody likes to hear from Johnny Mac. So let me pull that interview because people want to hear from J-Mac. All right, J-Mac reacts. All right, there we go. There we go. Let me get to the super chats right now. W. Mike agreed. LJ checks in. J-Mac looking like a non-diabetes version of Sills. Dirty D says, you know how I know the Eagles fans have been talking to town when people say they hate us fans. I love it. No one likes us. We don't care. Dirty D, we kind of do care, though. I wish Philly didn't care. I don't care. Brian Pumper says, these Beignet dudes are hella funny. They latch on to one good play and completely disregard him getting fried by cut candidate Brandon Johnson. I didn't think he was that great tonight, Pumper. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't think he was like, all right. Siglord, I did clip it. I'm gonna post it tomorrow, bro. I'm gonna post it tomorrow. I just want us to tackle come the fourth. Lamar, I'm with you, dude. I'm with you. Siglord, I'm definitely going to clip that. For those who missed it, Cilio absolutely shredded the Dallas Cowboys today. I said that there's something glorious about listening to you rip the Dallas Cowboys. I'm so used to you ripping the Eagles. I just love hearing them ripping at the Cowboys. It's funny. All right. Shout out, Mike. What's up, Fleming? Good to see you, bro. Mike says, opener, Eagles, -6.5, the over 45.5. I'm not a betting man, Mike, but be safe. All right. I think the Eagles -6.5 is a pretty good bet in that game. Professor says, Andrew, do you expect any big trades like Gardner Johnson in 22? I don't know. Ethan, I just said it to John. Maybe a trade. I don't know. I'm kind of sensing breaking news coming tomorrow or Sunday. We'll see. All right. Joe said maybe John hit the weeds. And I don't think so, Joe. I don't think so. All right, everybody, I appreciate all of you guys. Great postgame show. Wrapped up the preseason. It's done and dusted. Now we turn our sights to the Dallas Cowboys 13 days from now. Lamar, stay with me. 13 days 13 times 24 equals just under 2 weeks, Lamar. That'll be Thursday night. That'll be September 4th. All right. So stay with me, Lamar. Stay with me. Mahil says Sills is the king of K-5. Yeah, he is. That's true. I'm surprised you know what that is. I think some most people, I guess, do. Rico says, what position, Z? For a trade? Edge rusher. Aziz Ojulari's out. Thanks, Andrew. See you soon. Mike, thank you, brother. Appreciate you tonight. All right. Thank you, bro. Fleming says, we have an advantage being wrapped before all the games for trades. That's true. It's true, Fleming. All right, Big Mike. Thank you, bro. Appreciate everybody for checking in tonight. Hit that like button. I'll see you guys on the flip side. Thank you for being here tonight. I know it was a snooze fest, but you guys hung out with me, and I appreciate that. So hit the like button. Subscribe to the channel if you're new. Drop your comments in the chat or down below if you're watching the video after the fact. I always try and reply to everybody if I can. And I'll see you guys in the next video.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay-Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.